So Pastor Brent talked to us about the mystery surrounding the identity of the Magi. Well, I would love to know more about who they actually were. I think it's fitting for them to remain anonymous, because in a way they can stand in for all of us. The people of the nations who were outside of Jesus' culture, yet who were drawn to seek him, as we all have been. They seek him with methods that are familiar to us today: science and astronomy, experimentation, and prayer. These mysterious travelers represent all who experience the divine as being a far-off mystery who must be sought after. You have walked in their footsteps. Anytime you have stood on the cusp of a new year and wondered what God's will for you this year might be, and asked for guidance for you to follow for the coming year. What is your destiny for 2022, and how can you find it? The Gospel of John, however, gives us a very different method for approaching God. For John, Jesus brought about a revolution, that God is not distant, not at all. John says that Jesus was so close to God's own heart that he made God visible just by being him. In John's gospel, the word for heart is actually bosom or breast. This gives us a strikingly maternal image of the Trinity. Jesus' divine life proceeds from God's divine life, like a baby snuggled up and nursing on a parent's chest. Jesus is a manifestation of his parents' life and love. Can you feel the difference between a distant God who requires you to read the stars and travel far to seek him, and the Holy One who holds you close to her heart, inviting you to simply rest, come home? What if we could all enter this new year with this feeling of peace, like we've already arrived, knowing ourselves to be one of God's dearest bosom buddies? I would love to feel this way. I know from experience it's not that easy to just accept this love that God shows us in Jesus, because it's an extreme kind of love. It's unconditional. And then John takes it one step further. He suggests that for Jesus, the parent-child relationship, in which the child is a connected but separate being, is surpassed by an even closer intimacy. Jesus not only was with God in the beginning, he was God in the beginning. He was God's own wisdom, God's very self. There are many kinds of unity, but this is the deepest, for they are one. The beauty of this for us is that because of Jesus, God is no longer mysterious, but visible for all to see. What a gift for us who long to see the fingerprints of the Holy in our lives. But it does make it much harsher to think that Jesus' own people rejected him. By rejecting Jesus, they rejected God. Did you catch that? John, the beautiful poet mystic, casually insults an entire religion, recasting the members of Judaism as non-believers. Now, this is a bit rich because Jews are the ones, unlike the Magi or any of our cultures, who discovered the Holy One of Israel. And while it's true that at the time of Jesus, many Jews did not believe in him, it's equally true that all the people who did believe in him were Jewish. Mary, Peter, John, all the disciples, all the people who listened to the Sermon on the Mount, the Apostle Paul, the thousands of initial converts, all Jews. So instead, what if, when we hear John condemn Jesus' own people for not accepting him, what if we could hear him talking about us? John says that not one human being came into this world except through Jesus. So why couldn't Christ claim all of us as his people, his creatures? What creaturely ingratitude for God to come to earth and for earth to reject him. It's much less interesting to think that some Jews rejected Christ, and much more striking to realize how many Christians reject him. For it's true, many who claim Christ do struggle to live up to his example of peace. And not just those other Christians. I think if we're being honest, we sometimes all fail to love others with the passion and justice that Jesus showed. We even fail to accept his revelation about how much we are loved, loved by God just as we are. It's hard to feel that we are good enough to do such amazing things that Jesus asks us to do. But John says that to all who received him, who believe in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of humanity, but of God. Jesus shares the calling to be a child of God. It can feel like a challenge, but really it's good news because it's not just an invitation, it's an empowerment, even a recognition of who we were born to be, our destiny. So what does it mean to be a child of God? How are we, like Jesus, making God known and visible for all to see? It might be an easier New Year's resolution than you realize. Many of you know that my daughter was born with a birth defect that required life-saving surgery. While her health was still uncertain, my spouse and I kept marveling over and over how much it felt like she was meant to be here. It didn't give us any guarantees about how long we would get to have her, but it gave us so much comfort to know beyond doubt that she was given to us as God's gift, to feel in our bones that she was meant to be ours, no matter how her life might turn out. What I know from my daughter's disability is that our infinite value as human beings, our identity as children of God, derives from how our parent sees us as God's precious child. It has nothing to do with how our human parents see us, our teachers, any other people, or even how we see ourselves. For if Jesus was God's original wisdom existing from the beginning of time, each one of us also has a deep history with God. God created you out of love, rather than ability or accomplishment of any New Year's resolution. Love alone makes you a child of God. You are meant to be here. So my prayer is for us to walk into this new year thinking less about the gifts that we can bear, like the Magi, and more about the gifts that we are. The gift of our precious existence, which comes from God. From this love flows all the love we have to give to others this year. From this love comes our calling as church. In the words of our Unitarian Universalist siblings, we recommit ourselves to the protection of everyone's right to their own radiant humanity. So as Christmastide gives way to Epiphany, let us continue to shine with the light of the Christ child who is reflected in each one of us. Amen.